Nanaimo has set a toxic drug death record, with the number of deaths last year up more than 40% from 2022. There were 112 toxic drug deaths in the city last year, the highest ever in the community and up 43.5% from 2022, well above the average 5% increase for the province as a whole. Nanaimo had 78 illicit drug deaths in 2022. Greater Victoria saw 168 toxic drug deaths last year, slightly down from the 171 deaths in 2022 but behind only Vancouver and Surrey for the highest number of deaths last year in BC. So far this year, a total of 198 people have died from toxic drugs in this province. Nanaimo, with 13, has seen the third highest numbers of toxic drug deaths in BC so far this year, behind Vancouver with 41 and Surrey with 19. Kelowna has seen 11 deaths so far this year, while Greater Victoria has had 9. Toxic drug deaths hit a record high in BC last year, when at least 2,511 people died as a result of illicit drugs, up from 2,383 in 2022. Fueling the high numbers of deaths was illicit fentanyl and its analogs, which were found in more than 85% of test results in 2023. Tragically, toxic, illicit drugs are continuing to cause unprecedented numbers of deaths across our province, said Chief Coroner Lisa Lapointe. This crisis, driven primarily by unregulated fentanyl, has cost our province dearly in the loss of much loved and valued members of our communities. We cannot bring our deceased loved ones back, but we can and must do much more to protect the lives of tens of thousands of our family members, friends and colleagues still at risk. Numbers of toxic drug deaths in BC last year equated to an average of 6.9 people dying each day, the coroner said. Unregulated toxic drugs are the leading cause of death in the 10 to 59 age group, accounting for more deaths than homicides, suicides, accidents and natural disease combined. At least 13,794 British Columbians have died due to unregulated drugs since the public health emergency was declared in April 2016. Minister of Mental Health and Addictions Jennifer Whiteside said every province is facing the impact of drug poisoning deaths. We will continue our efforts to bolster mental health and addiction services, from early intervention and prevention to treatment and supportive recovery. CJ Wilson at TimesColonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@TimesColonist.com.